This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we study the Word of God. 15 minutes. We do this in short bursts, don't we? And actually 13 minutes of preaching and teaching out of the Word, and then with our opening and close, it's a short program, hopefully one you can hear on your way to work or wherever you're going. Maybe on your way home if you're listening here at night at 8:45 p.m. We're on here, WGOD Radio. That's our new website as well, as WGODradio.com. I switched that up to make it. Actually, that domain name was available. I was grateful for that. Same as the name of the program, WGODradio.com. For more information on this ministry, to hear some of the prior podcasts, this Revelation Bible study has been going on for months. If you'd like to hear the other programs, you can go to WGODradio.com and click on the link there. I'm looking at it right now. It says prior broadcasts. If you click on that, there's another link there that says click this link below, and you hit that, and then there it is right there, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And the left-hand column is 2015, 14, 13, 12, 11, all the way back to 2010. You can hear all of the programs available here, everything I've recorded, all available for your download and for you to listen to at WGOD Radio. I encourage you, get the Word of God in you. Make it this central, most important part of your life, the Word of God. Speaking of the Word of God, we're in Revelation chapter 19, and we are going to see the return of the Word of God now. Verse 11. Now, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Now, remember, in chapter 6, you saw someone coming back on a white horse. You see, that is what we believe is to be Antichrist, not Jesus. That's not him returning on the white horse. The Lord Jesus is not one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. He comes at the end, and that's where we're at here now. This is the end when he returns. You see, people are going to be deceived when he comes back. See, people are impatient. And they won't wait and refuse to wait where he says, wait on the Lord. How many times do you see that in the Bible? Wait, I say, on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40. So many Psalms too, where God tells David, wait. Psalm 46:10, be still. New American Standard says, cease striving and know that I am God. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. You got to wait until the end. Don't be deceived by this first rider on the white horse, which I believe you'll be alive here to see. That's one of the greatest deceptions there, is people are going to be around, I believe, around to see this. And they're going to say, but my pastor never told me that. He told me I'd be gone before any of this happened. And I say to that, show me where it says that in the Bible. Show me where it's, if you show me where it says, Christian, never fear, you won't be here, then I'll change my position and I'll come on you. And I hope and pray that you're right. Show me where it says that. You're not going to find that anywhere in the Bible. It says he will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. 1 hour, however long that is, Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 31, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says the day of Christ won't come until, now the day of Christ is this, the good day we're talking about here, this rapture notion, this return of the Lord. Paul says that won't happen until these two things happen first. Number one, the falling away, the apostasia, the falling away comes first. That is to stand aloof from. That is to disassociate yourself from something for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Same as Peter warming himself by the fire, following Jesus from a distance. You see, he separated himself for the fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Great word picture for what that word means. You see, there's coming a time, friend, where all the fence sitters in Jesus Christ, all those who have never persevered under trial, all those who never grasped and understood the idea to count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops. The Greek word hupomone, it's strength, spiritual strength. It's oomph. It's a spiritual air of arrogance in Jesus' name that helps you persevere and get through these trials. That comes through trial in your life and letting God see you through and deliver you through these trials. This is what I was preaching this last week. I'm going to play that here on the radio coming up soon. It's my sermon from just yesterday, from Sunday, was Count It All Joy. But the time is coming, like I said, for all lukewarm. Now, remember, Revelation intimates that the last church, the church that represents the last age before the Lord returns, is the lukewarm church of Laodicea, where he says, I could wish that you were hot or cold. The lukewarm church is the church that's sitting on the fence. They got no hupomone. They've never let God bring them through under trial. They change with every wind of doctrine. They've got no stamina. And you see now, when trouble comes, what do you do? Now, my brothers around the world that hear this program, they understand this. Not here in this country, though. We don't understand. What do you do if ISIS knocks on your door? What do you do? What do you do when people stick a knife to you and say, are you a Christian? That's going on everywhere else in the world. It's just not going on here. You see, God says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone. You see, that is what David had to walk up to someone 9'6" and say, get out of my way. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the one whom you have insulted. Now, here in verse 11, chapter 19, verse 11, the true Almighty Son of God is coming back riding on the white horse. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. This is the true rider. This is the Son of God. No deceiving here. He is faithful. Jesus Christ is faithful. He's been faithful to you. He will continue to be faithful to you all the days of your life. One thing you can write down and take to the bank, friend, is that Jesus Christ is faithful. He's been faithful to you, and he will continue to. If your name is written in the book of life, even if your name is not written in the book of life, he is faithful. He'll be faithful to you if your name is, and he'll be faithful to the word of God, what God says, if you're not. He's faithful to carry out what we're about to see. He is faithful no matter what. He is faithful regardless of your condition, even if you're not. When we are faithless, that's what Paul said, right? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. When we are faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called Ho Logos Tu Theou, the Word of God. Friend, Jesus Christ is faithful, and he's true. Like Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. With so many counterfeits out in the world today, you and I can rest assured that the Son of God is genuine. He's the real McCoy. He is true. His words are truth. Everything that he says is true. I've heard of people who have memorized every red letter in their Bibles because every word that he spoke is worthy of study. It's worthy of a lifetime of study. It's worthy of 10 lifetimes of studies, is every word spoken. As he says in John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are life. It's why you need to have a literal Bible translation, friend. Not some dumbed down, watered down translation where Jesus speaks 10 words and the translators give you 2 because they think your IQ is too low to handle more than what they give you. When the Lord speaks 10, I encourage you to have a Bible that gives you 10. Every word that he says matters. The Lord Jesus never wasted a word. Why would you want a Bible translation that dumbs down what he says? Because they think that you are too agnostic to know what he said. My words are spirit and they are life. Verse 12 again, his eyes were like a flame of fire and on his head many crowns. He had a name written no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood and his name is called the Word of God. See this, his eyes are like a flame of fire. You see, when he comes again, he won't be spit on. He won't be at the mercy of others. He won't be killed. And he won't be ridiculed. You want to see how he's going to come back? Let's look at that in this last minute of today's program. Revelation chapter 1. It says, behold, this is verse 7. He's coming with the clouds and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is. Amen. Or even so, amen. That Greek word there, mourn, also can be translated wail. You see, when he comes back, everyone's going to look at him. You see, this is how it's going to go. When he's, behold, he's coming in the clouds and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and they will wail. You see, when he comes back, people are going to look up. Then they're going to look down and look on their hands. And they're going to have 666 on their hand or some kind of mark on them. And then they're going to wail. Remember, he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, telling to those who live on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. You see, he's going to deceive people and to do this. When the Lord Jesus comes back, people are going to look up and then they're going to look down. See what's on their hand. Or look in the mirror. They don't have a right hand. See what's on their forehead. Then they're going to wail. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.